How can spider webs help to assess the flora and fauna of a given environment? That's the aim of new research from Curtin University that shows spider webs are ideal collectors of eDNA or environmental DNA. According to the research, this technique can accurately reveal which species are contained in the surrounding environment without having to rely on invasive or disruptive tracking methods. To discuss this new research further and how this technique can be utilised, I'm joined by lead researcher and PhD candidate Josh Newton from Curtin School of Molecular and Life Sciences. Thanks for joining me on The Record today.
Thanks for having me.
So what exactly is eDNA and how is it useful in environmental research?
So I suppose to take a bit of a step back, everything that's living has DNA, and as it's moving through the environment, it's dropping that DNA all around the place. It could be hair or skin cells or urine or anything like that. And so that DNA that's in the environment is called environmental DNA. And we can go out and we can collect a sample, like water or soil, or in this case it was spider webs, that we think might contain the DNA of an animal we're looking for, or a plant or a species. We can take the DNA off that. And from that, we can map it back to different species and see whose DNA it was.
Have spider webs been used in this way before?
Not for vertebrate species, so not for the bigger species, but there has been a little bit of work done before this where looking at insects on spider webs, and that makes a lot of sense because it's the prey species, but also plants, so likely pollen stuck on webs, and fungi and some bacteria and stuff like that as well, which is all pretty interesting.
So what made you in the team decide to kind of expand that research into looking at the bigger animals and their eDNA on webs?
Well, over the last kind of couple of years, there's been this new research that's where we've figured out that, or other groups figured out that there's DNA of the bigger vertebrates floating around in the air. And so, but originally all that work was done with fans. So basically a computer fan drawing air through a filter. And so my lead supervisor on this project, Morten Allentoff, he was walking around Bibra Lake and he saw some of the big golden orb spider webs, and he just kind of thought, hang on, what about these big spider webs? They're sticky, we know they can hold DNA, and if the DNA is in the air, surely it's collecting the DNA of the bigger vertebrates in the area. So we kind of started to explore it from there.
So tell us more about this research. How was it conducted?
So it's pretty straightforward, the collecting spider webs. I go out into the bush and I liken it to when Princess Fiona makes some fairy floss for Shrek, and she just gets a stick and wraps up a big spider web. So I basically do that with a plastic stick, and then I bring it back into the lab, and then we do all of our kind of standard environmental DNA techniques, where we take the DNA off and amplify it and sequence it.
Can you tell us a little bit more about how that eDNA is extracted from the web?
Yeah. So what we basically do is we break open the cells on the web, so using some different lyse buffers, but we basically heat it up and it breaks open the cells, and then we can wash out all the impurities and leave when we're left with that DNA on a filter. And then what we do with that is we do PCR, so just like the COVID tests, and that's just a way of amplifying the DNA that we're looking for. So we target specific short bits of DNA that we know will be able to tell us will be vertebrates, and we amplify that. So we make lots and lots of copies of that, and then we put it on a big machine, a sequencing machine that can read that DNA code, and we match that code back to an online database that has a list of lots of species and their DNA on it.
It's always incredible to me to think you can get these tiny particles that are on spider webs and then be able to make them bigger so you can then sequence them to find which animals they are. It's incredible research.
Yeah, it really is incredible, the fact that you can, from a spider web, you can detect an elephant or a rhino or something like that. Yeah, blows my mind every time I do it.
You're listening to On the Record. We're joined by Josh Newton from Curtin University discussing new research using spider webs to identify eDNA of local fauna. From your web collection, you found the genetic signature of 93 different animals. Were there animals in there that surprised you at all?
Not necessarily anything that was a surprise. I think the number of species that we got was a surprise. It's not often we test something and it works really, really well. Often we miss a lot of stuff, and we still miss some things in this. Like reptiles are always hard to detect because they don't seem to drop much DNA. But I think that was more the surprise, was just how well it worked.
Does the type of spider or style of web have any impact on the collection of eDNA?
Possibly. We didn't really look into that too much, but we, but you get a huge variety of spider webs. So there's some that are sticky, there are some that aren't sticky, so they're likely collecting different, you know, some are probably more suited to catching DNA. And then you also get some spiders that will build their webs at night and then take them down in the morning. So things like that, you might have a better temporal resolution, so be able to see DNA won't last as long on it, so it's likely that it's more, you know, that the animal was in there that night. So there's stuff like that. I think there's going to be lots of interesting things we could do with spider webs and look into, but this is all very preliminary stuff right now.
From your research, you mentioned just then that obviously some spiders put their webs up overnight and then take them down for the day. Did you have to go out at different times to be able to collect those nighttime webs and all the daytime webs?
Not for us. We weren't targeting anything specific like that. We just went out and did, it was just a single sampling event. So one was at the Perth Zoo and then one was at Krakenmire Wildlife Sanctuary, which is run by Australian Wildlife Conservatory. So just single sampling. So one day at each place, yeah.
So how can this new study be used in environmental research?
I suppose with all the species in decline globally, what's really important is our ability to monitor them. And your more conventional techniques like trapping or cameras, they're really useful and they will continue to be really useful. But with such a decline in species and everything that's going on globally, I think it's really important that we keep looking for really new ways to monitor animals. And this environmental DNA provides that. It's a new, novel way to take a snapshot of what's in an area. It's not perfect. It'll likely, right now it misses some things, but we're working on that. But it can give you a really great snapshot of what's there. But you can also use it in really targeted approaches. So you might be looking for a threatened species, so you might sample in really particular spots to try and find that species. You might try and track invasive species as they're coming through. So that happens a bit with cane toads right now. So I think lots of different monitoring applications for it right now, yeah.
And it's really quite non-invasive, which is really important to environmental research. So it's great that you've been able to find something like this and then now be able to develop the technique.
Yeah, I don't know if the spiders will think it's non-invasive.
Yes.
But for the bigger animals, it certainly is, yeah, which is great.
We've been talking this morning all about this really interesting research, being able to use spider webs to collect and find environmental DNA. Before we let you go, what's the next step of this research and this technique?
So for me now, I'm in the lab. I'm trying to optimise how we get the DNA off the webs and try and figure out what the best techniques are, and then also comparing it against other common things we might collect in the environment to get the DNA of animals. So compare it against water samples and some other things, just to kind of benchmark it against everything else and see where it sits and how well it performs. Yeah, so not as interesting as the initial stuff, but important stuff nonetheless.
You always have to do the hard tasks in the lab to be able to continue the research on further. So we completely understand.
That's right. Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning and telling us all about your study and spider webs.
No worries. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you so much. That was PhD candidate and lead researcher Josh Newton from Curtin University School of Molecular and Life Sciences discussing interesting new research which looks into spider webs, how they can collect eDNA of local fauna, and how this technique could be a game changer in exploring our biodiversity.